Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Yes, you want to talk about this ridiculous article?
Yes.
In Marketing Week. Right. I mean, we could bring it back to the idea of pricing if you want to do so. But I do find it, it's one of these usual ones from the Marketing Week. It's rubbish, cobblers and inaccurate, but there we go.
Well, there's a BBC version if you prefer.
I've read the BBC version. The BBC version doesn't say anything about cutting marketing spending. I mean, I could not find in the BBC article anywhere it said that they wanted people to slash marketing budgets.
Oh, that's interesting, because I read the other one first.
I mean, I read the Marketing Week one, and then, so I'll go to the Marketing Week one, and it says, company prepares campaign urging brands to slash prices by cutting marketing. And the article goes on to say, government is blah, 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 divert marketing spend, cutting, amplifying, launching in early July, taxpayer funded, will seek to amplify and channel the efforts of brands to look into cutting costs. And then it cites a BBC report. So you then go back into, so you then go to the BBC report, and the BBC report says businesses urged to slash prices by the cost of living czar. And there is nowhere in there that it actually says that it's asking you, asking marketers to actually cut their marketing budgets. It just says we would like you to spend your time, you know, finding ways to reduce prices. And he quotes Greg's Breakfast Clubs, and he quotes apps of giving food away. And quite frankly, I mean, he comes from Just Eat, so he knows the power of marketing. So are we getting our knickers in a twist, or is the Marketing Week wanting people to get aerated about a subject that isn't actually there?
Because you're right. Basically, the irritation factor is it's clearly and utterly, obviously wrong. And the idea of a taxpayer-funded campaign with a logo, apparently to reduce the costs of marketing, is illogical.
Absolutely. It would be more likely that if it was a taxpayer-funded campaign to get companies to lower or maintain their prices, would be much better and much more positive. I mean, so the argument is in the periods of inflation, the argument is always, how do you actually deliver value to the customer? And several of the articles within Marketing Week have highlighted that across the board cuts in pricing is an illogical way to do it. You have to target what the customer actually wants to buy. And it is appropriate, in fact, very appropriate, to bring about what you might call special offers, sales promotions, bog-offs, etc. Because it targets the products that customers want to buy, and hopefully maintains a level of margin for the company, which therefore isn't too dramatically bad for the bottom line. But we do know also that maintaining brand image, share of voice, is important during a recession, because it means that people don't forget you and drop you off the shopping list, as it were, as they go about searching for value. And when the company has to experience the uptake that comes after a recession, they're in much better position to benefit from the uptake if people know about them and don't have to revitalize their people's knowledge of who they are and what they stand for. So a maintenance of branding during a recession is always, you know, very important. So I can see that there is a lot of discussion as to how to bring about price reductions, basically tactical targeting is the primary way of doing so, and that of course will require promotion.
Yes, there was an original quote from him, and I must admit I've just been looking, but I can't see the source of it, where he was talking about he, as in David Buttress, the new cost of living business czar. And he was talking about sports centres particularly reducing their prices. And there was a reference to saving money on marketing and putting it into prices. But I was thinking, you're not going to go all the way to a sports centre, particularly as they're not always is, I mean, sometimes you need to drive to them or take a bus to them or whatever. You're not going to go there on the off chance that they've reduced their prices. You will have to know that the prices have been reduced. And as you say, that at very least requires some form of promotion and getting a message out. So it does seem to be a slightly muddled story, to say the least. But you are absolutely right. It was the power of reading something and then going back to the original with that already in your head, which is quite an interesting story in and of itself. And the other thing, of course, is that we all know that businesses do have to market their way out of recession. I mean, it is proven historically that the businesses that do the best are sometimes actually founded in recessions, but actually they market their way out of it in order to keep themselves relevant. And I suspect it also forces businesses to be lean, mean and hungry.
Yes, very much so. You know, you cut out the things that were nice to do, you concentrate on the things that are essential to do. And in that way, you start to pivot towards those elements that which were underlying trends and will become major trends for the future. We are going through a very dramatic period of change within business. You know, starting, well, you could go back to the 2008 crash, but certainly since 2019, you know, and even probably before with Brexit. You know, we've had Brexit, we've having the impact of a war, we've had a pandemic, we're having potentially recession and inflation, all of the things that we have never had in certainly in combination for over 100 years. It means we have to relive many of the lessons of previous generations. And whilst I would probably, you know, in normal circumstances, be quite as cynical as the next person on government policy, but if the government doesn't necessarily understand what it is that needs to be done, bringing in someone from business is not a bad idea. And when that person says, I want the best ideas from business and I will take them to the heart of government, which is a quote from his CBI speech, well, you can't really argue with that. I mean, he is obviously trying to do what he thinks is the best thing to do. And he quotes things like, you know, extending mobile phone social tariffs, the success of things like Greg's Breakfast Clubs, and popularising apps that sell off cheap food that would otherwise go to waste. These are all initiatives that have been lauded in the past and will do, you know, good things. But I don't see that it's gone to the ridiculous level of him saying, you know, people don't shouldn't spend money on advertising.
Especially with a government-funded logo in order for you to say that that's what you have done, which, I mean, we're not quite certain what the slogan for this is going to be, which is the other thing. We've sort of jumped up and down, perhaps thinking, well, it's going to cut marketing budgets, but it could, the slogan that he wants businesses to use could be all sorts of things. The other thing that did occur to me reading the Marketing Week article was very, very B2C focused. It was almost as though the only way we come out of recession is by focusing on the consumer, because there are references to four times a year when a company might want to cut their prices, including around the summer holidays. I think B2B is getting a little bit neglected in this discussion.
Well, that's very true. I mean, David Butters is the former chief executive of Just Eat. He's got a background in B2C, is obviously reflecting the area where most or people would probably say the impact of inflation is publicly felt. But you're absolutely right. B2B is the biggest area of the economy in many respects, and needs some focus on it. But I would rather government just kept out, to be honest, quite frankly. The only thing they could do is to reduce taxes and ensure a reasonable level playing field would be the best way. Sorting out border disputes and things like that for paperwork for Brexit is probably the biggest thing they could do, rather than interfering with marketing ideas.
And there we definitely agree. I don't think it is the government's place to tell people how to spend, how companies should spend their money. I think, but as you say, getting ideas together is always going to be a good thing.
Yeah, I think the other aspects that we've talked about in about the idea of what do you do in terms of recession planning, and one of those actually is this issue of logistics is sorting out the resilience of your supply chain, and it may lead us into another episode, but there are constant talks now at the moment across Europe about what's going to happen in the winter. Should there be a hard winter or weather disruptions, would that lead to shortages of fuel? And in that respect, would it also lead to shortages of basic ingredients, whether it happens to be CO2, nitrogen for for the fields, etc. So it's important now to start planning for your winter supply chain resilience, and that again is something which from a competitive perspective in a recession you need to make sure that you're always able to offer the customer what they want.
Yes, it becomes suddenly really important to check the financial resilience of your suppliers. You don't want to be relying on a supplier who suddenly goes bust. You might want to have discussions with the supplier who is in that situation to how you can support them. It doesn't have to be adversarial, these things. In fact, in many ways, it shouldn't be. We really are all in this together. And you're also, yes, as you say, actually just supplies of raw materials and making certain that those supplies are going to continue is going to be increasingly important. I think I've whinged before that I'm struggling to have a back door delivered because we had problems with the wood and then problems with the glass, and now we've got problems with fitters being off with COVID. Now, these things impact, and I mean that's me complaining about one item, but start putting that onto a business and it becomes a really serious issue for them.
Yes, it does, and to some degree that sort of leads you down to the more strategic aspect of, is now a good time to invest in strategic elements that would improve your resilience of suppliers, of materials, of raw materials, and would pay off over long periods of time. I can certainly remember times when I've been on the board of other organisations and recession was a good time to make long-term investments that would reduce water consumption, which would be paid back perhaps over 5 or 8 years. Those investments pay benefits in the long term. Now is the time to do so.
Yes, it's one of the things we haven't discussed, which is the time scales of a recession. Because I think it's very easy for businesses to assume that we're talking about 3 months, 6 months, and then there will be an upturn. Because to be fair, that's has been what's happened in the recent past. GDP figures have dipped. We looks like we're in recession and then suddenly we're out of it again. I suspect this one is going to be on a much longer timescale, and that should affect the way that businesses start thinking strategically. I mean, you've got the initial thing of just getting through, having enough cash in the bank to keep going. But you do, as you say, then have these strategic discussions about, is it worth investing in something that's going to pay back in 5 or 8 years? Well, recessions can go on for a long period of time. Mm. And so, yes, it is. And the time probably to do that is now, before the worst of the recession starts to hit us.
Yes, certainly I would think that it's worthwhile exploring the issue of, say, solar panels for generating a business's electricity or reducing its reliance on supplies which could go up in price, could be disrupted, when especially they may have the ability to actually generate a good proportion of their own electricity. Many of the servers that we now rely on from Google and Amazon, etc., are powered by renewable energy, which the companies themselves have invested in. And so it behoves, I think, companies to think about ways in which they can become more resilient and more reliant or self-reliant. A recession, yes, you're absolutely right. Two periods of negative growth are sufficient to declare a recession. And then you're quite right. Sometimes it's, the third one, we actually saw some growth, therefore the recession is over. And then you go back into it again. The two recession periods, if we have them, would be this summer would be possibly the first, and then this autumn would be the second, the result of which would be that we would be going into the winter in a period of recession, and that could be doubly added to by energy problems as a result of the war. And if the war continues to that period, it may well be that we'll also then start with issues, further shortages of causing inflation because of the lack of grain and food outputs from Ukraine. So what we would find is that inflation would continue, and that may then bring about even more decline. And so we end up with this issue of stagflation. So I think preparing for the long term, i.e. at least potentially 9 months of turbulent economic conditions, is a sensible approach.
So we started talking about whether the government was trying to encourage us to cut marketing, and we've ended up discussing shoring up your supply chains. Another typical opinionated marketer. Lovely to chat to you, Charles.
Happy to ramble as ever.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.